Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. My name is Ben, and it is the third Friday in Lent in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Thank you for your support. benwardmusic.com/donate. We need you and we thank you. All my love is yours. Every piece, every part, every inch unfurled. All my heart I give. All the light, all the dark, all the life I live. And I don't understand how you love me. And I could not have planned something so lovely. As the beauty that I see changing every part of me. So I give you my love freely. My fear is yours. Every scare, every nerve, my uneven scores. All my doubts I give. So unsure, unconvinced, all my waves in the wind. And I don't understand how you love me. I could not have planned something so lovely. As the beauty that I see changing every part of me. So I give you my love freely. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
I don't understand how you love me. And I could not have planned something so lovely.
It's the beauty that I see changing every part of me. So I give you my love freely.
And all my love is yours. Every piece, every part, every inch unfurled. And all my heart I give. All the light, all the dark, all the life I live.
Thank you, Lord. I give you my heart freely. We give our hearts freely today. We are yours, God. Thank you for welcoming us, for inviting us. Come all who will, come all who are thirsty. We are thirsty today, Lord. Thank you. Psalm 88. O Lord, my God, my Savior, by day and night I cry to you. Let my prayer enter into your presence. Incline your ear to my lamentation. For I am full of trouble. My life is at the brink of the grave. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I have become like one who has no strength, lost among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the depths of the pit, in dark places and in the abyss. Your anger weighs upon me heavily, and all your great waves overwhelm me. You have put my friends far from me. You have made me to be abhorred by them. I am in prison and I can't get free. My sight has failed me because of trouble. Lord, I have called upon you daily. I have stretched out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Will those who have died stand up and give you thanks? Will your loving kindness be declared in the grave, your faithfulness in the land of destruction? Will your wonders be known in the dark, or your righteousness in the country where all is forgotten? But as for me, O Lord, I cry to you for help. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why have you rejected me? Why have you hidden your face from me? Ever since my youth, I have been wretched, and at the point of death, I have borne your terrors with a troubled mind. Your blazing anger has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. They surround me all day long like a flood. They encompass me on every side. My friend and my neighbor, you have put away from me. And darkness is my only companion.
My prayer rises up to you every morning. Would you hear me? I know you hear me. Lord, glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today is Mark 6:47 to 56. When evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the sea. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed.
Won't you tell me the story again? I need to hear it. Won't you tell me the story again? I need to hear it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this third Friday in Lent in the church calendar. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
And I don't understand how you love me. And I could not play something so lovely as the beauty that I see, changing every part of me. So I give you my love freely.
Let's take a few moments. Pray specifically and by name for those in our lives. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations.
All the light, all the dark, all the life I live.
Our families now, media family, extended family, whatever that means in your life today, lift them up.
Every piece, every part, every inch unfurled.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, whatever name pops into your mind, lift them up now.
Thank you.
our enemies now. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Pray blessing upon them.
Something so lovely as the beauty that I see, changing every part of me. So I give you my love freely.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Give your love freely to Him as He has given it freely to you. Amen. Let's pray together again on Monday. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support in bringing this podcast to you 5 days a week. Bye-bye.